Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. In class today, we're going to continue looking at a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of February the 1st, 1925. The title of the lesson is The Vine and the Branches. And the lesson text we're going to be looking at in detail is found in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Now, we read John chapter 15 in our last class, and with each Sunday school lesson, E.A. Elam suggests a devotional reading. The devotional reading for this class is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Let me read those words to you. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I laid up in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. That's Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Before we get into the Sunday school lesson proper, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's study what was recorded in the book of John about Jesus saying, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. These are the parting words of Jesus to his apostles. And they not only teach his apostles to love one another, but they emphasize the union of his disciples with himself and with God. And much attention was given to that in John chapter 14. This union is continued in chapter 15 and is illustrated by the vine and the branches, and by calling them friends and making known to them what he heard from the Father, and by the world hatred of them because it hates him, he shows that union that they have together. This union of Christ's disciples with himself is taught through various figures and in different ways. He is the true shepherd. They are the sheep. He is the vine. They are the branches. He is the foundation. They are living stones in a spiritual building. He is the head. They are the body. He is the king. They are his subjects and citizens of his kingdom. He is the bridegroom, and they are the bride. And of this relationship, Paul says, but he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And also, that's 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, but also, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not a communion of the body of Christ? Seeing that we who are many are one bread, now that's one loaf in the margin, and one body, for we all partake of the one bread. 1 Corinthians 10, 16 through 17. The apostles and all the Jews were familiar with this illustration of the vine, for God had made frequent use of it. I want to read some of these passages where we read about the vine in the Old Testament. In the 80th Psalm, verses 8 through 16, Thou broughtest a vine out of Egypt. Thou didst drive out the nations and plantest it. Thou preparest room before it. And it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the cedars of God. It sent out its branches unto the sea, and its shoots unto the river. Why hast thou broken down its walls, so that all they that pass by the way do pluck it? The boar out of the wood doth ravage it, and the wild beast of the field feed on it. Turn again, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine, and the stock which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. We read an illustration of the vine in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, in the first 7 verses. Let me sing for my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in every fruitful hill. And he digged and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choice vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also hewed out a winepress therein, and looked that it should bring forth grapes. And it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done to it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now I will tell you what I'll do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor hoed, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of Jehovah of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for justice, but beheld oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. Jeremiah the prophet referred to a vine in his illustration, in his preaching. He says in Jeremiah chapter 2, 21 and 22, Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate branches of a foreign vine unto me? For though thou wash thee with lye, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord Jehovah. And again, in Jeremiah 12 and verse 10, Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. The prophet Ezekiel referred to the vine as his teaching. In Ezekiel chapter 17, beginning in verse 6, we read, And it grew and became a spreading vine of low stature, whose branches turned toward him, and the roots thereof were under him. And so it became a vine and brought forth branches. And shot forth sprigs. There was also another great eagle with a great wing and many feathers, and behold, this vine did bend its roots toward him, and shot forth its branches toward him from the beds of its plantation, that he might water it. It was planted in a good soil by many waters, that it might bring forth branches, and that it might bear fruit, that it might be a goodly vine. Say thou, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Shall it prosper? Shall he not pull up the roots thereof, and cut off the fruit thereof, that it may wither, that all the fresh springing leaves may wither, and not a strong man or much people can be raised from the roots thereof? Yea, behold, being planted, shall it prosper? Shall it not utterly wither? When the east wind toucheth it, it shall wither. In the beds where it grew. And there's the prophet Hosea. In the book of Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 1, Israel is a luxuriant vine that putteth forth his fruit according to the abundance of his fruit. He hath multiplied his altars according to the goodness of their land. They have made goodly pillars. And Jesus himself had spoken of the vine in his teachings. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1, he says, "For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that was an householder, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers unto his vineyard." And in Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 9, we read, "And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, and set a hedge about it, and digged a pit for the wine press, and built a tower, and let it out to the husbandmen, and went into another country. And at the season he sent to the husbandman a servant, that he might receive from the husbandman the fruits of his vineyard. And they took him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and they wounded him in the head, and handled him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some, and killing some. He had yet one, a beloved son. He sent him last unto them, saying, They will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him, and killed him, and cast him forth out of the vineyard. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come, and destroy the husbandman, and give the vineyard unto others." Well, with that, let's look at what Jesus said of the vine in John chapter 15. In verse 1, Jesus said, "I am the true vine." Jesus is the genuine, perfect, and life-giving vine, as he is the true light in 1 John 1 and verse 9, the true bread of John 6:32, the true witness of Revelation 3 and verse 14, and the good shepherd of John 10 and verse 11. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." The vine and the vineyard were used in the Old Testament as types of Israel, with God as the husbandman. But Israel proved unfaithful and brought forth wild grapes instead of genuine fruit. God sent Jesus into the world, or planted him, the true vine, and will ever care for him and the result of his work. One may plant, another water, but God must give the increase. Christians are God's husbandry. That is, they're God's tilled land, 1 Corinthians 3, 6-9. God owns the soil, planted the vine, nurtures and prunes its branches, and does all that is necessary that they produce fruit. All the teachings of Jesus is from God, and he came down from heaven not to do his own will, but the will of God, John 6:38. For as the Father hath life in himself, even so gave he the Son to have life in himself, John 5 and verse 26. All spiritual life is derived from Jesus, the true vine. He that hath the Son hath the life. He that hath not the Son hath not the life. 1 John 5 and verse 12. And in verse 5, "For apart from me ye can be nothing." "I am the vine," Jesus said, "and ye are the branches." Well, we're going to see what the branches are in our next lesson. You may want to mark in your Bibles John chapter 15. And that is where we'll return when we come back again for this Warren County Radio Bible School. Now, as the weekend comes, I hope you'll make your plans to worship with us at the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. If you're coming from McMinnville, you'll find it on your right on the McMinnville Viola Road.